Welcome to Torati Mecha, Nachyomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Samechet. If there was a contest for the most complicated mizmor in Sefer Tehillim, most would agree that this mizmor, Mizmor Samechet, would win. What makes it so difficult? It could be the use of words that appear only once in Tanakh and that appear in this Perek. It could be the archaic grammatical usages. It could be stories that seem to be truncated, and it could be all of the above. So get ready, let's see what we can learn from this mizmor. I would like to first quickly read through and explain the mizmor, and then we'll go through some of the ideas that the mizmor contains. I'll read the Hebrew and then translate, and then often give a summary of what the Targum says on the pasuk. Pasuk Aleph, Lamanatzeach leDavid mizmor, for the lead player, for David, a psalm, a song. Possibility for what this mizmor is about include the following. Matan Torah, we will see proof for this in Pasuk Yudchet. War against the Arelim, those who are uncircumcised, when he fought with men from Binyamin, Yehuda, Naphtali, and Zvulun, we will see their names mentioned in Pasuk Chavchet. The war against Sancheriv, when he came to fight against Yerushalayim during the days of Chizkiyahu, the Radak. War on the east side of the Yarden against Moab, Ammon, Plishtim, Aram Tzova, Aram Damesek, and Edom, as described in Shmuel Bet Perek Chet. This is the Malbim. Yes, I know Plishtim is not on the other side of the Yarden, but all the other countries are. The future Geula is also a theme that is suggested, this by the Sforno. Lots of possibilities, and at the end, you can decide which one resonated the most with you. Pasuk bet Yakum Elokim Yafutsu Oivav Vianusu Misanav Mipanav. Let God arise, let his enemies scatter, and let his foes flee before him. Another possibility for the story behind this mizmor, Rashbam says, it was composed by David when he was moving the Aron from the house of Oved Edom to Ir David, and therefore the mizmor, David, echoes the words of Moshe when Moshe and the Aron and Bnei Israel are moving for the first time from Har Sinai. Pasuk Gimel, Kindof Ashan Tindof, Kimas Donag Mipnei Esh, Yovdu Rishaim Mipnei Elokim, as smoke disperse them, as wax melts before fire, may the wicked perish before God. Just as the smoke is driven out, they will be driven out, the enemies. Just as the wax will melt in the presence of the fire, the wicked will perish in the presence of Hashem. Note the allusions to the Amud Anan and the Amud Esh that would have accompanied Bnei Israel in the desert, with the idea of the smoke and melting. So it helps to show that maybe what the Rashbam was saying about moving the Aron is one of the themes we see here as well. Pasuk Dalet, V'tzadikim yismachu yalotzu lifnei Elokim v'yasisu v'simcha. May the righteous rejoice and exult before God, delightful and joyful. Pasuk Hey, Shiru l'Elokim zamru shemo. Solu larochev baravot beka shemo v'ilzu lefanav. Sing to God, him his name, pave the way for the rider of clouds, for the Lord is his name and exult before him. Why should we sing and praise Hashem? The answer is found in the next pasuk. Pasuk vav, avi yatomim v'dayan almanot Elokim bim'on kodsho. He's the father of orphans and the judge of widows, God in his holy abode. Why are orphans and widows specifically mentioned? The Malbim answers, Hashem will exact judgment for the murder of the men who were the fathers of the orphans and the husbands of the widows that were killed during the wars as described in this mizmor. Pasuk Zayin, Elokim Moshiv Yechidim Baita, Motzi Asirim Bakosharot, Ach Sororim Shochnu Tzchicha. God brings the lonely back to their homes, sets the captives free in their delight, but the wayward abide in parched wasteland. The wayward could be Mitzrayim, according to Rashi and Mitzudat David, or those who do violence to the orphans, Ibn Ezra, or the men of Ashur, Radak. Elokim, Pasuk Chet, Elokim Betzeitcha Lifnei Amecha, B'tza'adcha b'yisimon Sela, God, when you went forth before your people, when you strode through the desert, Sela. Many, if not most of the Mefarshim, see this as a reference to Matan Torah. And this theme, this idea, would continue for the next few psukim. Pasuk Tet, Eretz Ra'asha Avshamayim Natfu Mipnei Elokim, Ze Sinai Mipnei Elokim, Elokei Yisrael. The earth shook, the heavens too poured down before God, Sinai itself before God, God of Israel. And according to the Targum, the earth shook, also the heavens dropped dew in the presence of the Lord. As for the Sinai, Har Sinai, its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace before Hashem, the God of Israel, before his presence was manifest upon it. Geshem Nedavot Tanif Elokim, Nachlatcha V'Nil'ah Atachonanta, a bountiful rain you shed, O God, reviving your heritage. And the Targum, when the house of Israel heard the voice of your power, their souls flew away, and at once he made to descend upon them the dew of resurrection. O God, you brought the favorable rain to your inheritance, and you supported the assembly which was exhausted. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chaytecha Yashvuva Tachin B'Tovatcha Le'ani Elokim. Your own flock settled there. In your goodness, God, you provided for the lowly. And the Targum, you caused your vigor to go back to it. You appointed a troop of angels to do good to the poor of God. Pasuk Yud Bet, Adoshem Yiten Omer Hamevasrot Tzava Rav. God gives word, a graced host of women spread the news. And the Targum, the Lord Hashem gave the words of the Torah to his people. Truly, Moshe and Aaron were proclaiming the word of God to the great army. Note the difference between the gender in the pasuk, mevasrot, feminine, versus the Targum, who makes it male and has it refer to Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Malchei Tzvakot, Yedodun, Yedodun, Unvat Bayit Chalek Shalal, the kings of armies run away, run away, and the mistress of the house shares out the spoils. Targum, the kingdom with their armies went into exile from their palaces, and the wise were exiled from their knowledge. But the assembly of Israel divides the spoil from above. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Im Tishkevun Ben Svataim, Kanfei Yonah Nechpa Vachesev, Vevroteha Birakrak Charutz. Even for those who lie among sheepfolds, the wings of the dove are inlaid with silver, her pinions with precious gold. And the Targum, if you wicked kings sleep in the theaters, which are like rubbish heaps, behold, the sons of the assembly of Israel, which are like the wings of a dove, are covered with the words of the Torah, which are like silver, and are scholars, which are like the pinions of a young dove in pure gold. Pasuk Tedvav, Befaresh Shakai Melachim Ba, Tashleg B'Tzalmon. When Shakai scattered the kings, it snowed in Tzalmon. Targum, because of this, when the priests spread their hands and bless B'nai Israel, Shakai agrees with them, and gods are subdued beneath them. And because of the merits of B'nai Israel, their sins are made as white as snow. And Gehinom is cooled for the wicked who have received punishment in their children and have repented for their bad deeds. Pasuk Tetzayin. Har Elokim Har Bashan, Har Gav Nunim Har Bashan, Mountain of God, Mount Bashan, Crooked, Rigid Mountain, Mount Bashan. And the Targum, Har HaMoria, the place where the Avot worshipped in the presence of Hashem, was chosen for the building of the Mikdash, and Har Sinai for the giving of the Torah. Har Matnan, Har Tavor, and Carmel were disqualified, and a hump was made for them like Har Matnan. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lama Teratzdun Harim Gavnunim, Hahar Chamad Elokim Leshifto, Af Hashem Yishkon Lanetzech. Why do you leap, O crooked, rigid mountains? The mountain Hashem desired for his dwelling? Yes, Hashem will abide there forever. In the Targum, why do you leap, O mountains? It is not my will to give the Torah on proud, contemptuous mountains. Har Sinai, which is humble, the word of the Lord desires to put his presence there. But in the highest heaven, Hashem will abide forever. Pasuk Yud Chet, Rechet Elokim Ribotayim Alfei Shin'an, Hadoshem Bam Sinai Bakodesh. The chariots of Hashem are myriads beyond count, thousands of thousands, the master among them, O Har Sinai, in holiness. And the Targum, the chariots of Hashem are two myriads of burning fire, 2,000 angels guiding them. The presence of Hashem rests on them on the mountain of Har Sinai in Kedusha. Pasuk Yutet, Alita lamarom, Shavita Shevi, Lakachta Matanot Ba'adam, Ve'af Sororim Lishkon Ka Elokim. You went to the heights, you took hold of your captives, the wayward as well. You received tributes from people, even those who were rebellious against the Lord God's resting place. And the Targum, you ascended to the firmament, O Moshe. You captured captives. You taught the words of the Torah. You gave gifts to the sons of men. And even the stubborn who are converted turn back in tshuva. And the glorious presence of Hashem abides upon them. Pasuk Chaf. Baruch Ad Hashem Yom Yom Ya'amas Lanu Hakel Yeshuatenu Selah. Blessed is Hashem who bears our burdens every day. God is our salvation, Selah. Targum, blessed is Hashem every day he weighs us down, adding commandments to commandments, the mighty one who is our redemption and our helper forever. Pasuk Chav Aleph, Hakel lanu kel lemoshaot, v'la Hashem adoshem lamavet tutsaot. God is to us a rescuing God. The Lord Master possesses the ways out from death. In the Targum, God is for us might and redemption, and from Hashem, death and loss of breath are inflicted on the wicked through suffocation. Pasuk Chav Bet, Ach Elokim imchatz rosh oivav, kadkod se'ar mitalech ba'ashmav. Yes, God will smash his enemies' heads, the hairy pate of those who walk in their guilt. Hashem, in the Targum, will break truly the heads of his enemies and make the hair of the man who keeps walking in his sins fall out. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Amar Doshem Bashan Ashiv, Ashiv Mim Tzulot Yam. The Master said, from Bashan I shall bring back from the depths of the sea. And in the Targum, Hashem says, I will bring back the righteous who have died and been eaten by wild beasts. I will bring back the righteous who have drowned in the depths of the sea. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Leman Timchatz Raglachav Bedam Lashon Kelavecha Me'oivim Minehu. That your foot may wade in blood, the tongues of your dogs lick the enemies. And the Targum, so that they will see the punishment of the wicked, they will dip their feet in the blood of the slain. The tongue of the wild beast will grow fat from their plumpness. Some of them will be sated on the enemies. Pasuk Chav Hei, Ra'u Halichotecha Elokim, Halichot Keli Malki Vakodesh. They saw your possessions, O God, my God's possessions, my King in holiness. B'nai Israel has seen the paths of your presence on the sea, Hashem, and they say, the paths of Hashem, the King of the whole world, in holiness. Pasuk Chavav, Kidmus Sharim Achad Nognim Betoch Alamot Tofefot. The singers came first, then the musicians, in the midst of the young women beating their drums. Targum, they rose up early and uttered a song after Moshe and Aaron, who were playing melodies before them, in the midst of the righteous women who were with Miriam, playing their musical instruments. Pasuk Chav Zayin, B'makelot barchu Elokim adoshem mimkor Yisrael. In choruses, bless God, the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. And the Targum, in the midst of the assemblies, bless Hashem, exalt the Lord, O fetuses and bellies of their mothers, the Zera, the seed of Yisrael. Shem Binyamin, Tzaid Rodem, Sarei Yehuda, Rigmatam, Sarei Zvulun, Sarei Naphtali. Their little Benjamin holds sway over them, Yehuda's princes in their raiment, Zvulun's princes, and the princes of Naphtali. The Targum, their Binyamin, the smallest of the tribes, who first went into the sea, because of this he received Malchut, and after them went the princes, the Nesim of Yehuda. The tribe stoned them with stones, and they received dominion after them. The princes of Zvulun were their merchants, and the princes of Naphtali were their warriors. Chavtet, Tziva Elokecha Uzecha, Uza Elokim, Zu Pa'alta Lanu. Ordain, God, your strength, strength Hashem that you showed for us. God has commanded your strength. To be strong, O God, abide in the sanctuary you have made for us. Lamed, Mehechalecha Al Yerushalayim, Lecha Yovilu Melachim Shai. From your temple over Jerusalem, to you the kings bring gifts. From your temple you will accept sacrifices. Your presence abides in Yerushalayim. From their palaces the kings will bring you up sacrifices. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ga'ar chayat kane adata birim be'egle yamim. Mitrapes beratzei chasef bizar amim kravot yichpatsu. Beside the beast of the marsh, the herd of bulls among calves of the people, cringing with offerings of silver, he scattered people that delighted in battle. Rebuke the armies of sinners, shatter them like reeds, the assembly of warriors who trust in calves, the idols of the Gentiles. His favor is toward the people who are occupied willingly in the Torah, which is purer than silver. Scatter the people who desire to wage war. Lamed Bet, Ye Atayu Chashmanim Mini Mitzrayim, Kush Taritz Yadav Lelokim. Let notables come from Mitzrayim, Kush raise its hands to Hashem. The children of Ham will come to Egypt to be converted. The children of Cush will run to spread their hands in prayer before Hashem. Lamed Gimel, Mamlechot Ha'aretz Shiru Lelokim Zamru Adoshem Sela. Kingdoms of earth sing to God, hymn to the Master, Sela. And they will sing the praise in the presence of Hashem forever. Lamed Dalet, La Rochef Bishmei Shmei Kedem Henitnu Bekolo Kol Oz. To the writer, in the utmost heavens of yore, look, he makes his voice ring, the voice of strength. And the Targum, to the one who sits on his throne in the heaven of heavens, in the beginning he, by his command, gave, through his voice, the voice of the spirit of prophecy to the prophets. Lamed Hei, Tnu Oz LeElokim Al Yisrael Ga'avato VeUzo Bashchakim. Acclaim strength to God, over Israel is his pride, his strength in disguise. Pasuk Lamed Vav Nora Elokim Mimikdashecha Kel Yisrael Hunoten Oz VeTatzumot La'am Baruch Elokim. Awesome, O God, from your sanctuaries, Israel's God, he gives strength and might to his people. Blessed is God. And the Targum, fearful is God from your Mikdash, the mighty one of Israel has given strength and might to his people. Baruch Hashem. What are some of the ideas and themes of this long parak? And hopefully you got the idea. There are a lot of stories in there that seem to be cut into pieces. What Hashem did for us when he left Egypt and we were in the desert. So first we see a reference to Kriyat Yam Suf. There's a saying that the Shifcha, the maidservant at Yam Suf, witnessed miracles that even the Navi Yechezkel did not witness. We know that the men saw the miracle and sang a song of praise with Moshe, as Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Israel. Moshe sang with the men. We know that the women also responded with praise, Vatan Lahem Miriam. Miriam, leading the women out to sing and dance with the musical instruments they had brought, praised Hashem as well. But one of the psukim in our parak, then, in addition to the men and the women, even those who couldn't usually sing praise did sing praise. And that was Chav Zayin, V'makelot Baruchu Elokim Adoshem Yimkor Yisrael. The chorus is Bless God from the Fountain of Israel. And in the Midrash Yalkut Shimoni, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that the Makelot refers to children and Mekor Yisrael to the unborn babies in their mother's womb, also all blessing Hashem. After Kriyat Yam Suf, the next major event was Mamad Har Sinai. We see an indication that one of the themes in this parak is that of Matan Torah, from the description of Har Sinai in Pasuk Tet, which describes the effect Mamad Har Sinai had on the world at large, where Eretz Rasha Avshamayim Natfu Mipnei Elokim, the earth shook and the heavens poured down before God, Zeh Sinai Mipnei Elokim Elokei Yisrael, Sinai before Hashem. Many midrashim about Matan Torah use the psukim in this parak as their proof text, as their source for what was going on. We see in the Gemara in Shabbat, with a parallel account in the Yalkut Shimoni, the following midrash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, with each and every utterance that emerged from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the souls of Bnei Israel left their bodies, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Nafshi Yatza B'Dabro, my soul departed when he spoke. The Gemara continues, since their souls left their bodies from the first utterance, how did they receive the second dibor, the second utterance? Rather, God rained the dew upon them that in the future will revive the dead, and with this rain he revived them, as it stated, Geshem nedavot tanif elokim in pasuk yud, a bountiful rain you shed, nachlatcha v'nil'a atachonanta, O God, reviving your heritage. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, with each and every utterance that emerged from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Israel retreated in fear 12 mil, imagine about a mile, and the ministering angels walked them back toward the mountain, as it stated, Pasuk Yud, Geshem nedavot tanif elokim nachlatcha v'nil'a atachonanta, a bountiful rain you shed, reviving your heritage. Do not read the word yedudun, meaning scattered, really rather read it as yedadun, they walked them. The Gemara continues, immediately each and every one of the angels became an admirer of Moshe and passed something to him, as it stated, Yotet, Alita lamarom, shavita shevi, lakachta matanot ba'adam ve'af sororim, lishkon ka'elokim. You went up to the heights. You took hold of your captives, the wayward as well. You received tributes from people, even those who were rebellious against the Lord's resting place. In reward for the fact that they called you man, you are not an angel, and the Torah is applicable to you, you took gifts from the angels. Why was it such a big deal that the Malachim called Moshe a man? Going back to Masechet Shabbat, but on the previous Amud, we find the following debate between the Malachi HaSharet, the Malachim, the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe. And I'll read it in English. When Moshe went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, the Malachi HaSharet said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, what is this son of woman doing here amongst us? Said Hashem, he came to receive the Torah. Said the Malachim, the Torah is so dear to you and has been hidden for 974 generations before the creation of the world, and you want to give it to flesh and blood? Hashem turned to Moshe and said, answer them. Tell them why the Torah needs to be given to mankind. So Moshe told Hashem, I'm scared that they're going to burn me. Hashem replied, hold on to my seat, the Kiseh HaKavod, for protection, and answer them. Moshe turned to Hashem and said, the Torah you wish to give me, what does it say?
Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotziticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibet Avadim. I'm the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt from the house of slaves. Moshe turned to the angels. Were any of you slaves in Egypt? No, they replied. Moshe added, what else does it say in the Torah? And Hashem responds, Lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai. Don't have any other gods in my presence. Moshe said to the angels, do you live amongst nations who worship idols that you need to worry about idolatry? What else does it say? Hashem responds, Zachor yom ha-shabbat lekadsho. Keep the Shabbos and make it holy. Moshe again to the angels. Do you work for 6 days that you need to rest on the seventh? Moshe went through the rest of the Dibrot, proving to the angels that the Torah was meant for Bnei Israel. The end of the Gemara notes that the angels agreed with Moshe that the Torah belonged to Bnei Israel, and as a result, when they call Moshe as a man, they are now praising him for the fact. An area that is mentioned many times in this mizmor is Har Bashan, home to Sichon of the Amori and Og of the Bashan. This was an area that was conquered by Moshe at the end of the 40 years in the desert that would be the Nachala, the area Reuven, Gad, and Half Menashe would eventually settle. This is the same area that David HaMelech will fight in Shmuel Bet as he expands the footprint of Eretz Yisrael and secures the borders. And that is why the Malbim feels that this mizmor is a tapestry woven of references to both sets of battles, the earlier ones that Bnei Israel fought under Moshe and the later ones that David fought. We begin with Pasuk Bet, a charge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us vanquish our enemies. Pasuk Bet, Yakum Elokim Yafutsu Oovav Vianusu Misanav Mipanav. Let God arise, let his enemies scatter, let his foes flee before him. And the theme would be, according to the Malbim, Chastei Hashem Lo Yitamu, if we want a quote from Megillat Echa, that the chasadim of Hashem should never stop, or Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless Hashem every day, if we want a quote from this parak. What psukim in the mizmor support the Malbim? Kindof ashan tingdof, as smoke disperses them, disperse them, which is, according to the Malbim, a reference to the protection Bnei Israel had during the time in the Midbar, the Amud Anan, the pillar of cloud that accompanied Bnei Israel during the day, and the Amud Esh, the pillar of fire, at night. The full pasuk and the one that is read after read as follows: Kindof ashan tindof kinam mes donag mipnei esh yovdu rasha'im mipnei elokim. As smoke disperses, disperse them. As wax melts before fire, may the wicked perish before God. V'tzadikim yismuchu yaltzub lifnei elokim v'yasisu v'simcha. May the righteous rejoice and exult before God, delightful and joyful. Dashrat Shechina will appear as smoke to the wicked and a flame to the righteous. The battle featured Hitgalut Hashem, the revelation of Hashem. And since the nations of Hashem already recognized Hashem as a result of Mamad Har Sinai, we then look at Pasuk 9 again. Eretz Rasha, Avshamayim Natfu, Mipnei Elokim Zesinai, Mipnei Elokim Elokei Israel. The earth shook, the heavens too poured down before God, Sinai itself before God of Israel. Therefore, the nations were quick to respond after the second divine revelation. Continuing with battles that Hashem helped us with, this time in the era of the Shoftim, we see references to Devorah and Barak against Sisra and the Canaanim. We have references to specific Shvatim that were involved in this battle and how Hashem showed us strength. Pasuk Chavchet, Sham Binyamin, Tzair Rodem, Sarei Yehuda, Rigmatam, Sarei Zvulun, Sarei Naphtali. Binyamin holds sway over them, Yehuda's princes in their raiment, Zvulun's princes and Naphtali's princes. Chavtet, Tziva Elokecha Uzecha, Uza Elokim Zu Pa'altalanu. Ordain God your strength, O strength Hashem that you showed for us. Next we will quote a pasuk we used earlier to reference Har Sinai, but fits with the story of Devorah and Barak. Eretz Rasha Avshamayim Natfu Mipnei Elokim Zesinai Mipnei Elokim Elokei Israel. The earth shook and the heavens too poured down before God, Sinai itself before God of Israel. Geshem Nidavot Tanif Elokim Nachlatcha V'nil'a Atachonanta. A beautiful rain you shed, Hashem, reviving your heritage, which can refer to the lot of rain that helped to trap Sisra ultimately and save Bnei Israel from that battle with Devorah and Barak. Overall, the mizmor praises how Hashem has saved us. Hakel lanu kel l'moshaot. God is a rescuing God. And a procession showing honor to Hashem for all that he has done. Mehechalecha al Yerushalayim l'chal yovilu melachim shai. From your temple over Jerusalem, to you the kings bring gifts. Mamlechot ha'aretz shiru l'elokim zamru hashdoshem selah. Kingdoms of earth sing to God, hymn to the master selah. What are some of the ideas and themes of this parak? Kriyat Yamsuf, Mamad Har Sinai, conquering Eretz Yisrael, the victories of Bnei Israel over the Canaanim during the conquest, descriptions of Yeshuat Hashem, how he saved us, a procession in honor of Hashem, and a tefillah for future Yeshuot of Hashem and giving kavod to Hashem. Or, in other words, reasons why we blessed Hashem for his goodness to us and why we continue to bless him daily. Baruch at Hashem yom yom ya'amas lanu hakel Yeshuatenu sela. Blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens every day. Hashem is our salvation. Sela. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bat Chaim Leib.